Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
But I really, Jeff, I like the NBA game when it's underneath the basket. And I saw a lot of that yesterday. And I like the, I know we're going to talk about referees later. I know the refs are letting stuff go that maybe they didn't call during the regular season. I like this brand of NBA basketball better than regular season basketball. I like the,
you mean where there's actually like some contested stuff?
Yeah, and
People just aren't running free and putting up 120 points.
Yes, it's exactly what I'm talking about. I just the ball movement. Both teams. I mean, at points had just great plays where they were looking for the trailer or they were looking for a guy that doesn't look open. Then all of a sudden they're open in a fraction of a second. Or just, you know, watching big guys battle underneath the glass to try to get the basketball rather than kicking it out for endless three after three after three. And, you know, when you do make a three in a game that sometimes is being played underneath the hoop, those threes just feel so much more impactful. They just, they're like daggers left and right. And, you know, it's still the fact that what they cut it to 11 late. And then
nine.
You know, you're watching that. You're like, we're inside of 4 minutes here. Something.
I didn't think there was enough time.
I didn't either, but I was still concerned.
But still, it was like, why are you letting these guys not just hang around, but kind of come back? If I'm Orlando, I'm not discouraged going home for game three. I'm really not.
Mitchell was so much fun to watch in that first quarter.
He's pretty good, Andy.
Yeah, it just. You know, there are so many different parts of that game last night that I sat back and I was like, I enjoy watching this. And I don't know if it's because I thought, you know, I think the Cavs are a superior team to Orlando or the way they played the last
game. Well, they are a superior team to Orlando.
We'll see. Those two nights, they were.
Andy, I think they are a
better team. I think they are too, but I don't want to give
it to
that.
Doesn't mean you win the series. You still have to go play it.
Right.
You still have to coach it. But I think Orlando, I think the Cavs are a better team.
I hope they are who we thought they were. Give me your thoughts, Jeff.
What do you want? You want me to give you some positives?
Yeah, give me the positives. So let me see if I agree with your positives and negatives.
Okay. First of all.
And by the way, if you want to hop in, 216-474-0092.
It's real clear to me the Cavs are a better team. Orlando is young. They're athletic. They're on their way. And they will be very good. I like their talent. I really do. And I like their scrappiness. I think they play very hard. They're just not very good offensively. And the Cavs defense has had something to do with that, no question. Positives in this series so far.
Okay.
I love the offensive distribution. And why? You touched on it. It wasn't carbon copy game one to game two, but it was real similar. know, it was the same type of offensive distribution with Donovan Mitchell leading the way and leading the way in shots, just about the same number. And then Mobley, Allen, Garland, just about the same spot. I love the mix in the first two games. Donovan leading the way and Evan and Jarrett and Darius having similar offensive nights. And Darius came on late, showed you what he's capable of. He came on and was pretty strong. So I thought that was really good. Jared Allen and Evan Mobley, huge. They're both averaging 16 points a game. They're averaging almost 30 rebounds a game combined. Jarrett, remember last year he said the lights were too bright? They're not too bright right now. He's averaging 19 rebounds a game. He's been phenomenal. And Evan Mobley at 9.5 rebounds a game. That's terrific. Another positive?
Okay, keep the positives rolling.
Donovan Mitchell's knee does not seem to be a noticeable issue. That's huge. Can that continue? We hope so. I hope he's okay. It does not look like it's a problem. I'm sure he's feeling it, Andy, but it doesn't look like it's a problem. And the other positive, the defense has been, and I'm hesitant to say the defense has been great because I think the Magic's offense is part of the reason why the defense has been so good. They're an offensively challenged team, I think. And the defense has been very good. So combine those two things, and that's why we've had a couple of games with the Magic scoring in the 80s.
Again, you go back and look throughout the regular season, Orlando, when they held teams under, I think they only had two losses all season long, when they held teams under 100, or they held the other team to under 100. It's something that they were able to do for most of the season. At least that was the stat I caught yesterday.
One thing Orlando's done, if I'm an Orlando fan, that drives me nuts, hey, our threes aren't dropping.
Let's keep doing it.
Let's shoot more.
I don't get it.
That's one thing about today's NBA that just drives me nuts. They made under 26% of their threes last night. But they jacked up 35 of them. Okay. That's great.
But what do you?
Thanks. That's really nice.
You know, when I watch every game, I was thinking
Cavs jacked up 39 threes.
I know, but
they only made 30, just under 31%. I mean, you got two teams.
You didn't feel like they were living and dying by the three last night, though, did you? I didn't.
No. I like the 3-point shot when it's shot by guys who know how to make 3-point shots on a regular basis. The idea of, well, he needs to go shoot three. No, he doesn't. He's not very good at it. He doesn't need to go do that.
Well, Jared Allen followed suit. He didn't shoot anything.
Well, I'd like to thank him for that.
When you watch Garland and Mitchell yesterday, again, I'm talking about when JB puts them in, when he puts them in together. Like in that first quarter, I thought Mitchell was flying high in that first quarter.
Well, good.
And Garland was out on the floor. And
Donovan made 2 of 10 threes.
I thought that they were I thought they had good chemistry in the first quarter. Like I wasn't as I was watching because it felt like Garland knew that, hey, Mitchell's on fire, man. I am not going to mess with what's going on here.
Darius just laid out.
Yeah.
It seemed, just played
the
position.
That was okay though, right?
That's winning team basketball. And then later in the game, when Donovan was out, especially, Darius was really good. And see, Darius had a winning game. And if you want to look at his numbers after the game, he had winning numbers, despite having only 4 assists. Okay, he had 15 points. He was 4 of 7 on threes. He was the only guy. Well, I shouldn't say that. He was the only starter that I thought was worth a hoot on threes. He made 4 of 7. That was great. And, Isaac had a nice game off the bench. So did Caris LeVert. They were effective in their minutes. And I thought Darius played winning basketball last night. Good for him. That's the way to do it. But I just love the fact that in these first two games, Andy, Mobley and Allen have really been used and have been factors. And it's not just them, it's the way the team played that allowed them to be factors. And it's the way Darius played that allowed them to be factors. Well done. Well done.
There's a part of me that watched these first two games also trying to figure out what did they get out of, like, last year sucked. The whole series against the Knicks just bothered me the entire offseason.
Well, they didn't play well.
But there was more to it. It was just like, not only did they not play well, they looked like they were soft. And I like the fact that they've got a little bit of attitude. In fact, Jared Allen, after the game, when somebody asked him that question, and then he came back and answered it. Nobody wants to get called soft.
Yeah, but I also don't want to go out and, you know, beat people up.
Yeah, they're not being idiots about it.
No.
But they're bad. I mean, Evan is battling for every rebound underneath. Jared Allen is battling. Those guys are playing hard.
Jared's been really good, man. I love that guy, and I love his game.
And to be able to watch this, again, get two more wins, and then I'll start thinking about whatever's next, probably Boston, that you want to think about what's next. But right now, in the moment, I can't be much happier. I can't be. Yes, there are things to fix. Did you go through your list of things that need to be fixed yet?
Because nope, that's coming up.
All right,
we'll do that. Let's do that next segment.
All right, let's talk about what needs to be
fixed.
Because
I do have some concerns. Though the Cavs have played very well in these first two games, Andy, I think there are some screaming issues.
I'm not kidding. That third quarter last night felt like it took 2 hours. I'm like, this thing is dragging. And it's just like no one looked. Look how low scoring it was, too. Cavs outscored Orlando 20-17 in that third quarter yesterday. And you'd think, I don't know, maybe that's why it felt so slow.
Cavs scoring went down every quarter. I don't know if that's a concern or not, but it's interesting. From 30-28-22-16.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Interesting. All right, let's go back. Let's check out some of the things they need to work on. I also want to take your phone calls when we return. 216-474-0092. Cavs in the driver's seat against Orlando, up 2-0, heading to Orlando. Your thoughts, your reaction to the Cavaliers' 96-86 win last night in game number 2.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.